Now, these are all very standard methods that are in use. So we've seen today in the first year prac that caffeine extraction, this is absolutely bog standard for most natural products work as the very first stage. In a big analytical lab, it's less used, but it's such an easy process that if you want a quick and dirty look for something, solvent-solvent extraction is the way to go. The most common technique for small-scale labs to use these days would be solid phase extraction, but there are very important methods that are used that are part of the standard sort of EPA methods that use either headspace or purge and trap, just because they're very efficient methods at getting reliable results with minimal steps. Like it costs you quite a bit of money to set up for headspace analysis. It costs you much more to set up for purge and trap, but once you've set up your method, then the cost per analysis is very low because there's no manpower involved at the subsequent steps. This is all done by robots at the front end of the machine. So what this thing says, this little injection needle here, is that this is your autosampler vial, which is now a big vial. You've got a set volume of water sitting in the bottom, and the robot comes up with its little syringe needle, punches it into the vial, collects the correct volume of air, takes it out, squirts it straight into a GC, for instance. And the same thing here, this would be done under program. So this is your autosampler vial, your purge needle goes in, you purge for a certain amount of time, set under control by a computer, it goes into a resin cartridge. This is desorbed automatically under a time program into a GC. So man doesn't touch it except to put the autosampler vials in and press go.